We began this morning at worship with the act of blessing. Shouted, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And we moved about the room, waving palms and singing praises to our King of Glory, as we reenacted the triumph of the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. I have early memories as a child of Palm Sunday being a very joyful Sunday in the beginning of spring. It's filled with excitement and joy, mostly because we got to get out of the pews for once and we were shouting rather than trying to be quiet. Today, we also experience the playfulness of Palm Sunday. But despite this, we should not be too quick to brush past this procession as an act of resistance to the Roman Empire, and the shouts of Hosanna as the desperate plea that they were. The gospel writer says that when Jesus had entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. "Who is this?" they questioned. Imagine the crowds gathering around, making way, maybe expecting to see an important person, the royal king, or the proclamation of trumpets. Imagine children standing on the tips of their toes to get a glimpse of this special guest, this special person. Instead, they see an ordinary man dressed in a ragged cloak, not a royal robe, riding on the donkey, the animal of a laborer or peasant, not a royal chariot. And his path was made of leaves. Were they disappointed? Were they confused? Were the crowds afraid? Who does he think he is? Were they embarrassed? Jesus, this one guy from Nazareth in Galilee who had been stirring up trouble with the authorities, he has come to town. Were they worried what would happen to him? To them for gathering around him, now that he has voluntarily stepped into the limelight. Who is this? What does this mean? Perhaps they knew that this could not end well, for this procession is reserved for the Caesar, not for Jesus, and it won't be long until they come for him. And yet the crowds bravely went ahead of them, and others followed behind him, almost encircling him, almost protecting him. They laid down their cloaks for him. They humbled themselves in bows of praise, and they paved the way with broken branches. What does it mean that Jesus' followers prepared his way? One commentator reveals that maybe it wasn't a crowd of the masses, maybe it wasn't the majority, but it was probably a small group of pilgrims who had been on their own journey to Jerusalem for the Passover. And these pilgrims gathered not necessarily to try to attract attention from the authorities, but they gathered more like a small demonstration, truly a political protest. This was an act of resistance to the imperial powers of the day, to bless and honor Jesus as Lord, even though they still might have been wondering, who is this? Who is this guy? This, the prophet, Jesus, from Nazareth in Galilee. This is the one who hung out with sinners and healed the sick, whose ministry was not one of power over others, but whose reign is a sign of God's love coming near. This is the one who writes Paul in the letter to Philippians, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. How did the people respond to this King of Glory? They responded in song, shouting, "Hosanna in the highest." Today, far removed from this, it would be easy to forget the intensity of the emotion in the shouts of Hosanna. In the Hebrew language, Hosanna was also a desperate cry for help, as well as a cry of happiness. Hosanna can mean, "Oh, save now, please save. Save now, I pray." So in the uttering of this one emotion-packed word, we hear the cries of a people filled with hope for redemption, who are making preparations to greet a Savior who is not removed from the real and desperate needs in their lives. They prepared their hearts for his arrival, having recognized their need for him, with a realist view of suffering and brokenness in the world. And yet they readily placed their trust in this humble, even foolish leader. They possessed this persevering hope that domination, violence, death, and suffering would not have the final word. So what does this mean for us today to also follow in this way of blessing? This image I show on the screen is a collage called "The Way of Blessing Shall Become Our Own Way." And in this morning's reading of Isaiah, we hear the words of a song of the suffering servant. "The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, the Lord wakens my ear to listen to those who are taught. The Lord helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty?" To follow in the way of blessing is to follow in the way of the cross. To recognize the true reality of suffering for many in the world. To not shield our ears from the Lord, but listen for the cries of those who are oppressed. To sing Hosanna in protest, in pleas for help, and in joyful praise. To walk in the way of blessing is to prepare for the way of the Lord. And how do we prepare for the reality as we enter into Holy Week and face Jesus' crucifixion, death, and resurrection? Jesus did not need to come to Jerusalem. The writer of John's Gospel suggests that by the time of Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem, the authority had already had a warrant for Jesus' arrest. He could have stayed hidden on the fringes, doing one-to-one ministry, but he walks into the heart of the city at the busiest time of the year as an act, perhaps, of acceptance of his inevitable fate on the cross, echoing the image of the suffering servant long ago sung by the prophet Isaiah. "The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting." This image on the screen is an illumination from St. John's Bible that depicts the suffering servant from our text in Isaiah. One commentator describes its meaning. The prophets describe a coming Messiah who will restore peace and justice to Israel, yet will be despised by the wicked and bear sins quietly. Thus, he is called the suffering servant. And in this image, an emaciated prisoner stands above the head of a lamb, referencing the text in which the Messiah endures his tormentors with grace, like a lamb that is led to slaughter. The shadow of a modern chain-link fence surrounds the servant, drawing a parallel between the Messiah's suffering and that of victims of suffering in today's world. But just as the figure stands alone in this image, so the suffering servant will one day be singled out by God to reign in Zion. So as Jesus marches into Jerusalem, this is a radical act of resistance to the power systems of his day, and it's the beginning of his obedience, even to death on a cross. And as we think of these texts, I've been reminded of a quote throughout all of Lent, that the only way out is through. So as we approach Holy Week, Palm Sunday is a day of preparation and praise, but we cannot prepare for the dawn of Easter morning without keeping the cross on our horizon. We cannot have Jesus' resurrection without his crucifixion, and we cannot have the joys of Easter without the discipline and wandering of Lent. So we prepare by singing, not just hymns of happiness and joy, but also songs of lament and desperate plea for the children suffering around the world, for the conflicts, violence, and division escalating in the world, for the ones who are silenced and kept from singing due to fear, for those who are humbled as a donkey, who have little to give except the coat off their backs, for those who cry out in happiness or cries for help, and for each of you, that God would awaken you to God's holy presence with you, for you, when faced with suffering and fear. We don't go seeking out the suffering, but as we walk in the way of blessing, we are drawn into the way of the cross. We go from this place singing praises of Hosanna with the cross on the horizon, knowing that we do not go alone, but Christ is with us in all trials and circumstances we face in this life. Amen.